functions. We notice what a person says and how he acts, and from that deduce how his brain works. This idea is familiar to everyone.
He looked at Benson on the TV screen. What would Benson say? Would he agree or disagree?
Now, however, in this operation, we have created a man with not one brain, but two. He has his biological brain, which is damaged, and he has a new computer brain, which is designed to correct the damage. This new brain is intended to control the biological brain. Therefore, a new situation arises. A patient's biological brain is the peripheral terminal, the only peripheral terminal, for the new computer. In one area, the new computer brain has total control, and therefore the patient's biological brain, and indeed his whole body, has become a terminal for the new computer. We have created a man who is one single, large, complex computer terminal. The patient is a readout device for the new computer, and he is as helpless to control the readout as a TV screen is helpless to control the information presented on it.
Perhaps that was a bit strong, he thought. He pressed the button and said,
Harriet, type that last paragraph, but I want to look at it, okay? Roman numeral 4. Summary and conclusions.
Roman numeral 4. Summary and conclusions. He paused again and turned up the sound on Benson. Benson was saying,
Hate them. Hate them, particularly the prostitutes, airplane mechanics, dancers, translators, gas station attendants, the people who are machines or who service machines. The prostitutes. I hate them all.
As he spoke, Benson continued to stab with his cigarette. Chapter 4.
And how did you feel? Dr. Ramos said.
Angry, Janet Ross said. Angry as hell. I mean, that nurse was standing there, watching it all. She pretended she didn't understand what was happening, but she did.
You felt angry about...
Dr. Ramos let his voice trail off.
About the operation. About Benson. They went ahead and did it. I told them from the beginning, from the goddamn very beginning, that it was a bad idea. But Ellis and Morris and McPherson all wanted to do it. They're so cocky. Particularly Morris. When I saw him in the recovery room gloating over Benson, who was all taped up and pale as a ghost, I just got mad.
Why is that?
Because he was so pale, because he...
She stopped. She fumbled for an answer, but couldn't think of a logical response.
I gather the operation was successful, Dr. Ramos said. And most people are pale after surgery. What made you mad?
She said nothing. Finally, she said,
I don't know.
She heard Dr. Ramos shift in his chair. She could not see him. She was lying on the couch, and Dr. Ramos was behind her head. There was a long silence while she stared at the ceiling and tried to think what to